Welcome to ChipChat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to ChipChat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today, we are joined by Dr. Stefan Kohler, CEO of InfoSim. Welcome, Stefan.
Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me.
So, Stefan, this is the first time on the program. Can you give us a little bit of background about InfoSim and why you chose to launch the company?
Yeah, InfoSim is a software company which is located in U.S., in Austin. We are in Würzburg in Germany and in Singapore. We are focusing on network management solution and offering a product called StableNet. StableNet exists in two versions. One is for big enterprises like banks or insurance companies or car manufacturers or so on, which have a global network operation. And the other one is for mid-sized and large telcos operating their network in fault performance and configuration area with StableNet.
Obviously, your focus is on service fulfillment and service assurance. Can you take me back a little bit and talk about why these particular services are critical to a telco operation and how that extends into a virtualized network as we make that transition?
Yeah, I think telcos see a movement going away from a more telco and technology-oriented focus to a service-aware focus. You know, they want to offer new services like video, like conferences. They're interested to see the network more from a service side instead of the technology like fiber optics or radio networks and so on. They want to abstract the technology to the service level. And to do these, they need tools and programs to manage these services and map them to the dedicated technology they need. And when you look at virtualization, which happens in a server environment, and where you can move resources around, the missing gap in the overall picture is more or less the network, because at the moment it's not so easy to move connectivity around, and that's why they are very interested in new concepts like SDN or NFV, that they get the same flexibility you see in the cloud environment, in the server environment. In the network, you want to do the same. You want to use the technology which gives you the best quality transmission and the best service which is available based on the resources right now available in your network.
Now, you've delivered InfoSim StableNet Telco to the market. Can you talk a little bit about that technology?
It's a unified system, so we built the solution from the ground up. So when you look to other solutions, you normally concentrate on the fault or performance or configuration area, but you're not bringing the things together. And that leads to a lot of overhead, and also you don't have one data model, and that's definitely necessary when you want to go to a service-aware network management. You need a centralized database where you have all the information, all the services stored. We start our development also from the perspective of optimizing the usage of resources which are available in your network, and so it was natural to start with this unified approach in our product. And that we have to be service aware, we noticed very soon when we starting, based on the enterprise customers, they immediately saying, yeah, it's nice that the network is going, but I have a production service behind, or I have my sales process behind, and I want to see it from a higher perspective, and I want to be more service aware. And that's why we also right at the beginning starting also with the concept of a service aware solution, and that is only possible if you bring the things together. For example, a device disappears, you won't immediately know which customers are affected, which services are affected. And when you get a complaint by a customer that a service is not running, you want to have the drill down capability to identify the device which is not working and you have to fix. And when you're coming from these two angles, then it's clear that you need a unified approach.
What has been the market response to the technology that you're bringing out?
From our side, very good. We are a growing company, so we found more and more customers are interested in this way. It's also that new markets are getting interested on this technology. For example, with the Industry 4.0 and the IoT environment, you get more and more players like, for example, car manufacturers or so on. They want not only control their network, they also want to control the production environment. And you have to have clear service definition. Companies searching vendors, and we are one of them, which have the service-aware concept in our product. And yeah, we feel quite comfortable at the moment. And IoT is a heavy topic, so more and more companies are looking in this area. Also the security, for example. You cannot manage an IoT device by its own. You need to update, bring in security patches of several million devices. And so you need a centralized solution which can control and update these devices. And that's what we are doing.
When you look at that mobile edge computing, there are some different challenges in the way that you deliver service assurance. Where is the technology in terms of providing that, and what do you see the industry working on in order to give that same level of assurance as you would in a core network function?
I think you see a lot of vendors going in this area and a lot of customer requesting. And if you see, for example, we are part of the Intel Network Builders program, where we also see a lot of movement from Intel in this area. And look at the IoT gateways from Intel. They are very powerful, and you see more and more customers are using this environment to extend the functionality they have. In the production process, you get more and more flexibility when you use the IoT approach. You have more sensors, you have better control, you have more flexibility there. And every benefit here leads to the point that more and more companies are using IoT gateways and rely on them.
Thank you so much, Stefan, for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure. Can we just finish with one last question about where our audience can find more information about InfoSim?
www.infosim.net. And there's a broad range of webinars and brochures and additional information. And I know also in the Intel Network Builders program, there's a library where we present ourselves and have uploaded certain kind of information. So there are two sources you can find more information about the product and InfoSim itself.
Thanks so much. Hope to have you back on soon.
Okay. Thank you.